this is Lisa, bringing to you 52 marketing and promotional ideas for your business. And here I am today at Thai Intra at Neutral Bay, and sitting next to me are the owners of the restaurant, and Julian and Paris. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I know. You guys have been here for a very long time now. Hey, how long has the business been here now?
6 months.
Well, the business has been here since 1989. But we've taken over in April this last year. So
wow, awesome, fantastic, good. So what we do at every episode is we share with our audience a marketing idea. Okay, so for this particular episode, what we want to talk about, especially for a restaurant, is how you can increase revenue, sometimes in a quieter period. And one of the really effective way to do it is actually push for takeaways or home deliveries. Now, that's really good when it's quiet, but even when it's really busy, people go, I'll order takeaway or home delivery instead, right? So what are the ways to do that when it's a bit quiet? Then it's really about utilizing social media, technology. So what people can do is they can build a Facebook fan page and post things like at around 3-4 o'clock, people are in the office, they're thinking, what are we going to have for dinner tonight? And then you do a post on, don't feel like cooking tonight, why not order takeaway from Thai Intra? We got a special for this tonight only, order now.
Right.
Yeah. And what you can do, and it depends on whether you have got a food ordering capability, whether it's from your website, or now mobile app is very, very popular as well, where people can order straight from their mobile app. So then people go, oh, okay, well, that looks good. And what you can also do is you can have photos of enticing food. So not only do you do a post, but you also follow it with a photo that people look at that go, oh, I'm hungry, this looks good, I think I'm going to order that, and allow them the way to take action right away. So whether it's on online ordering, mobile ordering, your phone number, your website, have all those information available for people to take action.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So a good way to do it, like I mentioned, is Facebook, building a Twitter following, or having your mobile app so that people can then send push notifications to all the people who's got mobile apps, getting the same message, and once again, people can order. So that's another marketing idea that restaurants can utilize to I guess expand their revenue by really pushing the takeaway side. So I mean, with you guys, do you guys do online ordering or mobile ordering?
We do MenuLog, which is online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's working well for you guys.
Actually, we didn't put a fair bit of business through it.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So you're finding that people are ordering online and they're quite comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Awesome, great. So, well, there you go. So you can see that we've got established business owners here who do utilize online food ordering. And I know that now we talk about the mobile ordering that you're quite interested in exploring as well. So, yeah, cool. So now what we do at the end of every episode is we always invite our guests to share one of their favorite jokes. Right. So, what have you got for us?
You or me? Uh-huh. Now, actually, it's not a joke. It's just a funny story about my son Jamie. Before 9/11, people were allowed to go up to the cockpits and have a look in the cockpit, and it's quite cool for kids to see all the buttons and what they do. So I always took my kids up there. On this occasion, my son was about 5 or 6,
mm-hmm.
and we were sitting in the front of the plane. It was a very cloudy day. And so under the clouds, when we went to the airport, it was raining. And then you come up through the clouds, and there's sun shining, beautiful. And so, but it looks like clouds everywhere underneath.
Mm-hmm.
So I see my son, he scans the cockpit window from one side, looks all the way through, scans it completely from one side to the other, and then back to the other side, and then he matches me, and goes, Dad, where's God?
That is cute. That is very good. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Yeah, and we hope that you found this marketing idea useful. And if you want to find out more other ideas that could help your business, well, stay tuned for the next episode. Bye-bye.